The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, it's less of a second date update and more of a first date redo. Because Louise is on the phone and she wants to call a dude named James. They met up for brunch and she went out the night before, got super drunk with her friends, showed up to brunch hungover and was kind of in a bad mood. And then they got into a heated argument over what qualifies as brunch. I know it sounds ridiculous, but she said that she was really rude about it, and they kind of ended the date after they ate. He hasn't been answering any of her phone calls, so she wants to call and apologize and see if there's a chance at getting another date with him when she's not all hungover and ready to just fight everybody.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Louise. Would you give a guy a second chance if the tables were turned?
I mean, if he's honestly had, like, a good excuse, yeah. I mean, I didn't give him my best. Mm-hmm. And I understood that, so at least you kind of know.
Yeah, and you know, drinking too much, always a good excuse. It usually gets you out of everything. A lot of empathy in that one, too.
Yeah,
we're human. We can make a bad choice once in a while.
Okay.
Like, you know, we're not perfect.
All right, well, I wish you luck.
Thanks.
All right, well, I'm going to dial this phone right now. Here we go, okay?
Okay.
You need a drink first, or are you good?
I'm good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to James?
Yeah, this is James.
James, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
Okay. Nice.
So, have you heard the show before? Or
I don't think so. I'm sorry. This is a radio show?
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Well, you could listen once in a while. That'd be cool. But other than that, we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. So we got an email from a girl named Louise.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to say you probably remember going out with Louise.
I do remember going out with Louise.
Yeah. And she told us about your date. She says that it wasn't the best representation of who she is, and she wanted to not only apologize, but say she really liked going out with you and would love to get another opportunity.
So she's doing it on a radio show?
Yeah, I know. It just sounds like she doesn't make the best decisions, but we do a lot of these.
And she said that you wouldn't answer her phone calls. Like, she had tried to text you and apologize, but she got desperate, basically.
Yeah, I've been just trying to avoid that whole situation.
Yeah, I can understand that. She did tell us about your date. I would love to hear from your words, though. What'd you think of Louise?
I kind of felt bad for her.
Oh, really? Why?
You know, like, maybe she needed more than I could give her.
What do you mean?
Right now in my life.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? Like,
I don't know what her situation is, which is why I'm trying to be careful with what I say, because I don't want to misrepresent her.
What do you mean what her situation is?
Okay, so I show up to brunch, and I like a brunch date because it's a lot less pressure, and it's during the day.
Uh-huh.
You get to sort of see people when they're just being normal. And so she shows up, and she looks like she has not gone to sleep. that, you know, she like basically didn't go to sleep all night. She smelled very strongly of alcohol and, she was pretty disheveled. Like, and I don't think people need to dress up for a brunch date, but I can't really explain it, but it was like the farthest away from being dressed up you could possibly be.
The farthest away?
Like she barely put on clothes?
Yeah, I mean, no, she had clothes on, but it looked like they had, maybe she had had them on for a couple of days.
Okay.
All right.
Your first impression was not a good one, is what you're
saying.
It
was not a good one. So we're having brunch, and she's just in a bad mood, it seems. Like she's arguing with me about stuff and kind of put me on the defense. And so it was just kind of awkward. And then when the food came, she just scarfed it down in silence. So then we sort of just decided that was it and walked out and we went our separate ways. And I saw her walk around the side of the restaurant and throw up in a trash can.
Oh, God.
It's not a good look usually.
That's the lasting impression.
And well, that's not it. And then she got into the back seat of a car with no one else in it. And I think just like laid down in the back seat of a car.
What?
And so that's why I was like, does she live in her car?
maybe that was her house. Yeah, her house was just parked in the parking lot of the restaurant.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm trying to be sensitive about it, because I don't know if she is homeless.
You actually think she's homeless? I thought you were just, like, making an analogy or something.
I mean, the evidence just kept piling up. I mean, I think she might actually be homeless.
Yeah. Pretty much what you described sounds like a homeless person.
Right.
You know, if she was arguing with an imaginary friend, then you could be sure she was homeless. But what you described does sound like a homeless
just
person.
Scarfing the food down? Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Just a bad attitude, angry, smelly, dirty, and then sleeping in her car.
Yeah, it's like, I don't judge her. We've all got our problems in our lives. I feel like I can't help somebody through a situation like that before even knowing them, you know, romantically at all. So I feel like it's like it was a little too much for me.
Well, and how do you explain that to someone? Like, do you say like, hey, I don't want to date you because you're homeless?
Exactly. Like... because and I should have said something, but I didn't because I just didn't really know what to say.
I think it's good you didn't.
Well, I don't know if she's got a home or not, but she does have a cell phone. And I know that because she's actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Oh, God, really?
Yep. Louise, are you still there?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Like, I have had the worst time listening to this. It's amazing. Like,
oh, my God, Louise, I'm so sorry. I had no idea you were on the other line.
Are you serious? Did you honestly thought I was a homeless person?
Listen, I'm really sorry. I did not mean to sort of out you like that. I didn't know if you have people who you know who don't know.
No, like, I'm serious. I'm not. Like, I swear, I'm not homeless.
I know people have a hard time admitting it. I get that, but I am not judging you.
No, like, no, listen to me. I am not homeless. Like, you're borderline rude now. I went out the night before with my girlfriend. I had a little bit too much to drink, and I was trying to pull it together. So I showed up. I was hungover. Yes, it was really bad. But, yes, I threw up on the side of the restaurant because I wasn't feeling good. And then I went, you know, I took a nap in the back of my car for a few hours.
You just took a nap right there in the parking lot?
That's a hangover.
It was bad. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not judging. I've been there before.
Yeah.
James, do you believe her? Like, I can't believe that we've gotten to a point where she's trying to argue that she does, in fact, have a home.
Well, you can understand sort of my concerns because you didn't tell me any of this. You know, you just sort of showed up, and the way you were eating your food, you were eating it like you hadn't eaten in a couple of weeks. And that was surprising.
Honestly, I just wanted to stop arguing, so I ate and didn't want to talk. I ate a little too fast. Obviously, you know that, you know, I threw it up because I ate way too fast.
And I wouldn't judge a woman's eating style, homeless or not. Just saying, James, for the future.
Yeah, it's just from my perspective, you have to understand that I think anyone would have seen what I saw based on how you showed up. And the way you argued with me and the way you ate and the way you threw up and the way you slept in your car.
James, have you ever had, like, a bad day? Like, it was just a bad, bad day.
I get it now. It's just, it's been hard to unpack the whole thing, I guess.
Look, I'm really sorry I showed up the way that I did. It was not my best at all. I just didn't want to cancel on you. It was totally last minute. You were going to be mad at me if I canceled on you.
Yeah, that does make sense. I wish you would have said something and we could have rescheduled, you know?
Looking back on it, I really wish that too.
Well, at least you guys are on the same page for one thing.
How about this, James? Would you like to go out with Louise on a second date? We will pay for it.
What is that laugh? Oh my God.
I mean, if you want to sponsor a date, I would love to.
Well, I think Louise might need a sponsor in something, but we don't know for sure yet until you go on another date with her. So that's a yes, Louise, if you can clean it up for at least one day.
I promise I won't go out the night before.
Congratulations, Louise. You got your second date.
Thanks. I'm sorry that I showed up looking like a crazy person.
Nah, crazy, homeless. Difference.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times they're the same, but, you know, in this case, different.
Yeah. I don't want to be rude to any homeless people.
They're not listening. It's fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.